It's the Frontline Theater. Frontline Theater presents Theodora Goes Wild, starring Irene Dunne as Theodora and Cary Grant as Michael Dobbs in the radio adaptation of a riotous movie hit. And as an added attraction, there's the intermission music of Glenn Gray and his orchestra. A hearty welcome to Frontline Theater, men. This is your theater, and every performance is presented especially for you, the men of the United Nations. Our play tonight is Theodora Goes Wild, starring Irene Dunne, Cary Grant, and Hanley Stafford. Miss Dunne plays the role of Theodora. Mr. Grant is Michael Dobbs, and Mr. Stafford is Arthur Stevenson. Now, there's a problem attached to our story. What happens when a sensational first novel by Carol Adams defies all the customary conventions of print? What happens? Why, all America reads it, of course.
Boston.
Slowly he started moving toward her. "Shall I take your coat?" he asked. His words uttered like
soft. The Bronx.
"Of course you'll stay a while," he breathed, his eyes burning through her. She felt helpless and imprisoned by...
And Barlow Corners.
She could feel his breath upon her cheek. As soft music filled the room, "The night has just begun," he said. And then, with a shocking, terrible suddenness, his lips found hers. The room went dark. Hot ciggity.
And now, since all America is asking, who is this Carol Adams that wrote this book? Let's step into her publisher's office and find out.
Well, it's certainly about time you got into town. I've been shoveling money into your bank account like mad, and I've got the movie rights for you to sign, and... Well, haven't you anything to say?
Have you got an aspirin, please?
Of course. Janet, an aspirin for Miss Adams.
Yes, sir.
Now, Theodora,
oh,
let's...
Mr. Stevenson, please don't mention that name.
Huh?
I'm Carolyn here, Carolyn Adams.
Still scared of Linfield, Connecticut, eh? Still scared they'll find out that Carolyn Adams is Theodora Lynn.
I think I'd just about die of shame.
But my dear young girl...
Were you raised in a small town by a maiden aunt? No. Have you taught Sunday school for the past 10 years? No. Have you played the organ in church since you were 15? No. Well, I have. And right now I ask myself, where did Carolyn Adams come from? How did all this start?
You walked in one day with a very promising manuscript.
Oh, I thought it was just romantic. I must have been mad. Yesterday I had to read it aloud to my aunt. It sounded positively indecent.
But profitable. Tell me, how did you manage to get away today?
They think I'm visiting Adelaide Perry. She's supposed to have a job down here.
Well, hasn't she?
No, no. You see, Adelaide is... Well, I'm sorry. It's a secret.
Well, you keep her secret and I'll keep yours. I promise you the identity of Carolyn Adams will never be known. No one will ever find...
Janet, old girl, you know that's silly. Steve is always into me.
Listen.
Forget it, darling. I'll just go in.
He's coming in.
Oh, hello.
He's in.
Well, now, there's a profound observation. Michael Dobbs is me name.
Mr. Stevenson, you promised...
Oh, he's harmless. Michael, run along and stop bothering Miss Adams.
Oh, Carolyn Adams? Well, you ought to meet me, Miss Adams. I painted the woman for the cover of your book, that glorious woman.
Well, she may be glorious, but she's also underdressed.
Oh, sorry, that's how I found her, between the covers of your book.
Mr. Dobbs, if you don't mind.
You're Carolyn Adams. Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
What did you expect, the tattooed lady?
Well, no, but it's rather strange. Carolyn Adams ought to look like a woman who's lived. Or maybe you've got a terrific constitution and it just doesn't show, huh?
Now, look here, Michael.
Oh, well, after all, Stevie, a girl like, with the bloom of innocence on her, Miss Adams, just how do you...
You excuse me, please. I think I'd better be going now.
Going? Well, what about our business?
Well, I'm sorry, but I promised to drop in on Adelaide.
Then how about later? Dinner, maybe?
Oh, no, I couldn't. I have to catch an early train back to, back home.
Oh, home? Where's that, Miss Adams?
Well, it's
out west. Way out west on the range.
Yes, it's out west.
Look, can't you take a later train? We've simply got to get these details cleaned up. All we need is an hour at dinner. Just the two of us.
Well, of course, if it's important.
Well, now, that's swell. We can accomplish a lot in an hour.
Yes. Especially if Mr. Stevenson and I are alone.
I thought it might be fun if you'd never been in a Swedish restaurant.
Well,
like it?
This foreign food's pretty much of a mystery.
Speaking of mysteries, you certainly had Michael popping, all right.
Michael? Oh, Mr. Dahl. Mm. He seemed a little mad.
He is. Why, he's apt to do anything.
Oh.
I remember once when he was...
Mr. Stevenson, look.
Oh, hello. Hello, it's me again.
Michael! Where did you come from?
Well, now, my mother says heaven, and my friends say... Ah, but then you know what friends say. Well, I'm glad you got here on time. I'm ravenous.
Did anyone ask you to have dinner with us?
Well, did anyone ask me not to? Wonderful food we have here, Miss Adams.
Yes, I could guess from the way your plate is loaded.
Well, you know how it is with growing boys.
No. How is it with growing boys?
You got me, pal. How would I know?
Your martini, Mr. Stevenson.
Oh, my. What, only one? Dear me. Come. Aren't you having anything, Miss Adams?
Yeah, not drinking, thank you.
What, you mean you never drink?
Did I say I never drink?
No, but you look like you never drink. As for Carolyn Adams, that's very strange. Now, tell me.
It's no use, Michael. Carolyn just won't take her back hair down.
Oh, I was just wondering. Has she any back hair? After all, a single cocktail...
You know, all this talk about drinking's made me just a trifle thirsty.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere. A martini, Miss Adams?
Straight whiskey, Mr. Dobb. Ah, come on, Stevie. Your three courses late.
Say, you and Michael aren't eating dinner. You're drinking it.
I was just showing the gentleman my back hair. Would you say it was down now, Mr. Bob?
Well, I wouldn't say it wasn't.
You wouldn't say it wasn't. Well, then, skull, yeah. Michael. Skull! Oh, pure accident.
Look, Carolyn, it's getting late. Maybe I should take you to your train.
Oh, what a rush, Stevie. They run all night.
Sure. Why don't you go home, old man?
Yeah,
I can put her on the train.
Sure, you
can
be on the train. Yeah.
Oh, that'll give us time to run up to Harlem.
Sure, we can run up to Harlem.
Carolyn, there's a little hot spot I know.
A little hot spot?
Yeah. Unless, of course, you don't dance, too.
Oh, what do you mean I don't dance, too? Did I say I didn't dance, too?
How you doing?
I'm fine, Michael. I'm floating on a breeze.
Yeah. Oh!
Pure accident.
Oh, go on. That was no accident. That was my foot.
You had your mind all made up about me, didn't you? Thought I didn't drink, thought I didn't dance.
Yeah, thought a lot of things I'd like to tell you. only you'd never visit a man's apartment. Or would you?
Well, did I say I wouldn't?
This is it, my dear. My own little nest.
Oh, it's a lovely little place, Michael. So cozy and intimate.
Yeah, well, that's something, coming from an expert.
Oh, well, you know how it is. Who, me?
Well, now, after all, anyone who could write such a sensational novel must be experienced.
Oh, yes.
Can I take your coat?
My... coat?
Of course, you'll stay a while, won't you, my dear?
Well, naturally, why not?
Oh, I don't know. This hour of the night, a man's apartment, lights soft and low.
Yes. Yes, it's charming. It's perfectly charming.
Drink?
Yes, I was just going to mention that.
Scotch again?
Yes, I... Yes, I... Well, why do you look at me like that? You were going to mix a drink.
Ah, Carolyn.
Oh, I better go. It's getting late.
Late? Why, the night has just begun.
Oh, no, no, no.
You're very beautiful, my dear.
No, 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 please. Please, please.
Oh, you're adorable, enchanting. Oh, you darling.
No, no, no. Stop, stop. Don't you dare. I'm going now, and don't you follow me. I'll scream if you do. One more, and I'll scream. I'll call the police. That's what I'll do. I'll call the police.
Pardon me, ma'am. I'm a stranger in Linfield.
Yes?
I'm looking for the Lynn home.
Don't seem to me you're looking very hard, hanging right on the front gate and whistling on the Sabbath. I declare I don't know what we're coming to.
Michael. Michael. What are you doing here?
Well, you forgot your purse in my apartment. Here it is.
Now, see here, Mr. Michael Dodd.
Dewberry is the name, ma'am. Right smart weather we're having.
You get out of this town as fast as you can.
Now, is that the way to greet an old friend, an old drinking companion? Hmm?
Michael. Michael, listen. My Aunt Mary's in there. She heard you whistling and sent me out to get rid of you. And Adelaide's mother's in there, too. Mrs. Perry, the worst gossip in town.
Fine old homestead you got here, lady.
Oh, will you please go?
Of course, your lawn looks seedy. Those vines need training.
Oh, Michael, don't joke.
I'm not joking. You could use a gardener.
Don't be absurd. We never had one.
Lady, you've got one.
Now, listen, Michael. Oh. Where did he come from?
I found him at the station. He's the only one who'd come down to meet me. We're throwing in together, aren't we, Jake? I call him Jake.
Michael, Michael, please.
What's going on out there? What do they want, Theodore?
I want work, ma'am. Work.
He says he's a gardener, ain't he?
Not interested. We don't need a gardener, and if we did, we wouldn't hire a loafing stranger.
Oh, I'm no loafer, ma'am. I was just telling the little lady here about my life.
Well, don't go shouting it out there on the street.
Oh, well, you're right, ma'am. I'll come in.
Get along, little doggie, get along, little doggie, get along.
Howdy, neighbor!
Get along, little doggie, get...
Morning, squire!
Get along, little doggie, get along, little doggie...
Huh? Oh. What are you doing with that dog hitched to the lawnmower? Good morning, Mrs. Cobb.
Morning, Theodora.
Can't stage a circus in this front yard. Unhitch that barking dog and stop the... Oh. Good morning, Miss Wilson.
Nice day, Theodora.
Go on, I'm hitching.
Oh, all right. Now run along, Jake, and remember it's a disgrace to have a little fun in Linfield. Well, what now, ma'am?
Come on, get down behind this hedge where they can't see us. Here, take this trowel and pretend to be busy.
Okay, lady.
Michael, look. You've had your laugh. Why don't you go away?
Why don't you?
Well, I'm happy here.
Go on. No quaking rabbit was ever happy. What you need is a big, broad, flexible outlook.
What I need is for you to go back to New York.
That's what I mean. Here you are, full of normal desires, but they're being strangled. And for a lovely woman with a talent, that's a sin.
Well, what can you do about it?
Plenty. I'm going to break you out of this jail.
You wouldn't tell them about Carolyn Adams.
New. You're going to do that yourself.
You're mad.
No, I'm not. Remember the big, broad, flexible outlook.
Idiot, look what you've done to that rose bush. It's almost out of the ground.
Well, bless my sinner's soul.
Transplanting, no doubt.
Not a bad idea. You keep a bush in one place too long, it uses up all the nourishment in that spot. Then you know what happens? It stops growing, settles down to a dull existence.
Mm-hmm. Well, that takes care of the flowers. Now the birds?
Nope, no birds. Now about people. Sometimes people need new soil, too, with new life in it. Trouble is, most plants and people are dead and don't know it.
Oh, so you're going to resurrect me?
Well, that wasn't exactly the word. But I think you sort of got the idea.
And that was Act One of Theodora Goes Wild, starring Irene Dunn as Theodora and Cary Grant as Michael Dobbs. And now for your intermission entertainment, here's Glenn Gray offering a bit of musical pleasure with How Am I to Know? Thank you, Glenn Gray. And now, back to Act Two of Theodora Goes Wild, with Irene Dunne and Cary Grant. Michael Dobbs is still in Linfield, posing as a humble gardener, and teaching Theodora the big, broad, flexible outlook. His educational course includes many things. A trip to the woods to gather berries.
When he's nice, he's nice. I sort of like him, really.
Then a little fishing trip.
He's good looking, too. A wonderful smile.
And then, inevitably, a kiss.
What's happening? I liked it.
Of course, in the meantime, local tongues had begun to wag. And now Theodora is excitedly telling Michael all about it.
Just like a delegation, Michael. With Mrs. Perry as a sort of a spokesman, but I told them off all right.
You did?
It's a free country, I said. I'm over 21, and what I choose to do is none of Linfield's business. I invited the whole town to go jump in the lake.
Yeah.
That gardener will stay as long as I want him, and that's forever because I love him, I said.
You did?
You did?
That's what I told them, Michael. And it's true.
Oh, that's what you told me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, darling, I was so thrilled to hear myself say it and proud, too. Well, I guess we have a lot to talk about, Michael.
Yeah, I guess we have. Well, better not start tonight, though, huh?
Are you proud of me, Michael?
Oh, I'll tell the world, baby.
Baby? Oh, I never thought anyone would call me that. Oh, would you like to kiss baby goodnight? Would you?
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Until tomorrow, darling.
Sure, until tomorrow.
Michael? Michael? Are you there? That's funny. Where is he, Jay? Where is he? What's the matter? Oh, a note. A note. Oh, all right, all right. I've got it. All right, just give me a chance to read it. Theodora, you're free, baby. Step out and be yourself. I'm on my way again to find more gardens to set in order. Good luck. And kiss Carolyn Adams for me. Oh, Jake.
Mr. Dobbs, wake up.
Huh? What?
10 o'clock, Mr. Dobbs. Somebody's here to see you.
Oh, at this early? Who? Oh,
well, it's a kind of a... That's him.
Hey! Hey, it's Jake!
Hello, Michael.
Theodora. What are you doing down here?
You forgot your dog.
Oh. Hey, Hemingway, keep that hound quiet. Take him out of the kitchen. Have you got a bone?
No, sir, I ain't got no bone, but I got a mighty nice lemon pie.
Mr. Dobbs, we had something to talk about, remember?
Yes, yes, I remember. Well, I'll admit you've got an explanation coming. I ran away because, well...
Because I threw myself at you and you were frightened.
No. No, because I felt the same way about you. And I had no right to.
Why not? Michael, why not?
Well, I'm married.
Married?
No, not really married. We've been washed up for 5 years. I haven't seen her for 3.
But Michael...
I know all that. Why don't I clean the decks, get a divorce? That's just the trouble, I can't.
Well, I don't understand.
Well, my father's in politics. He's lieutenant governor. A scandal in the family would hit him hard. You know how politics are. I promised there wouldn't be any divorce while he held public office. How did I know I was going to meet you?
Oh. Michael, do you love me?
Darling, you know I do. Once I'm free...
How long will that take?
Another 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, 2 years. Another thing I can do about it. I'm trapped.
Oh, 2 years. Oh. You know, Michael, what you need is a model.
A what?
An artist model. The right one might be a great help to you.
I don't want a model.
Don't struggle, Michael. You've got one.
Who?
Me.
Well, what in heaven's name for?
Oh, to mow the lawn, transplant things.
Oh, I get it. Joke, huh? Very funny.
You see, Michael, you're living in a jail, too. I'm going to help you break out.
Now, look here, Theodora.
Oh, excuse me. Hello? Desk? Those bags and things that were left in the foyer. Send them up to Mr. Dobbs' apartment, please. Yes, thank you.
Why, you're mad. What will your family think?
I believe you taught me not to care. And besides, they think I'm staying with Adelaide Parrish.
Well, you caused a scandal. You can't move in here.
I'm in.
Oh, we'll take care of that. Hemingway! Hemingway, Miss Lily's in. Pack up. I'm out.
Yeah. But, Theodora, do you know what you're doing?
Stevie, I was never more rational in my life. I want publicity, lots of it. I want to talk to reporters about my past, my present, my future, if any. I want the true story of Caroline Adams in every paper in the country and my picture on the jacket of every book of mine sold.
But we have no picture.
I'm having one made with my back hair down. Now, is that clear, or do I find myself another publisher?
It's clear.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Oh.
Oh, Janet.
Yes?
An aspirin, please, for Mr. Stevenson.
Oh, Miss Adams, could you tell us about your new book?
Of course. It's about a girl in a small New England town. Outwardly, she belongs to that narrow little community. But in her heart, she just longs to be called Baby.
Would that be the story of your life?
Well, I wouldn't say it wasn't.
And who would the man be?
The man? Oh, well, now, gentlemen, a lady's entitled to one secret.
Hey, what the devil's going on here, anyway?
Why, Michael!
Theodora, what's the idea of these reporters?
Hey, aren't you Michael Dobbs?
Yes, and that's my scotch you're drinking.
Yeah, good.
Now, look here, Theodora.
Oh, Michael, darling, I'm so glad you're back. Baby's missed you so.
Hey, wait a minute. Lay off.
It's a clinch, Joe. Get it.
Now, Theodora, take your arms away.
You got it, Sam.
No, you don't. You don't print any picture of me. I'll break your neck.
We'll just print what we see, Mr. Dobbs. And from where I stand, she's still got her arms around his neck.
Oh.
I don't know what you're crying about, Jake. I'm the one that's in the doghouse. Look at these headlines, will you? Lieutenant Governor's son sued for divorce. Famous authoress named. Playboy artist caught playing.
Oh, that's fine. Fine.
Hello.
Hello, is that you, Mr. Dog?
Yes, Hemingway. What's she done now?
Miss Lynn? Oh, she ain't done nothing. But there's a telegram here from your father.
I was expecting that. Open it up.
I kind of had it open already. That's how I know it's from your father.
Yeah. Oh, all right, let's have it. What does it say?
It says, do not approve scandal, but have seen Miss Lynn's picture and heartily approve her. Good luck, Dad.
What? Good luck? He said that? Then... Hey, Hemingway, I want to talk to Miss Lynn.
But Miss Lynn ain't here right now, Mr. Dobbs.
But do you know where she went?
Well, she said when you called to tell you she's in the central hospital.
The hospital?
Yes, sir. Said you could find her in the maternity ward.
Maternity? Say, how far is she going to go?
She's in this room, Mr. Dobbs.
Oh, thank you, nurse.
Oh, Michael, darling, hello.
Now, Theodora, this is too much. I won't have it, you hear?
Have what?
Well, this baby. You can't defy convention like this. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It isn't ridiculous to Adelaide.
Adelaide?
Mrs. Perry's girl, Adelaide. It's her baby.
Hers?
Well, Michael, don't look so shocked. She's married. She's out on the sun deck with her husband right now.
Oh, gosh. For a minute, you had me going. Oh,
the big, broad, flexible outlook, huh?
Oh, well. After all, what do you expect? How do you think I'd feel about the girl I'm going to marry?
Marry?
It's all right with Dad. My divorce will come up in a couple of weeks, and I'll be free, and... Well, will you, Theodora?
Oh, Michael, darling.
Yeah. Just a quiet little wedding, and then a honeymoon, and then we'll both get back to work. I'll paint, you'll write.
And then?
And then, well... Adelaide didn't have such a bad idea. Maybe after a while, I mean. Well, maybe we'll... Well, what do you think, darling?
Well, I didn't say we won't.
And so down rings the curtain on tonight's Frontline Theater offering, Theodora Goes Wild. Featured in the play were Irene Dunne, Cary Grant, and Hanley Stafford. Next week, another hit play will be brought to you by Frontline Theater, and each week you will hear radio versions of the leading comedies, dramas, mysteries, and musicals with your favorite stars in the leading roles. If you would like to hear any special play, just mail your request to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And let us know whether you heard this broadcast via shortwave or on your local station. Frontline Theater was produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service.